White. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. February 21, 1894. Dear son Willie, I received your letter soon after dinner. Have just read it to brother and sister Star. He is writing a few lines to you. I have attended meeting at Brighton last Sabbath. There were about 45 present. The day was exceedingly warm, and it was depressing to us all. We had an excellent meeting. There was a social meeting after I had spoken. A number of excellent testimonies were borne by the new Sabbath keepers. Some were not able to get out. Minister Richard speaks tonight against the Sabbath, not under the tent. He will not accept this offer of the use of the tent. He put an article in the Brighton Southern Cross, stating that Elder Corliss challenged him, and he made some wonderfully strange statements. Tonight he speaks, and Elders Starr and Colcord intend to be present. Elder Starr spoke last night and Monday night at Williamstown. I spoke Sunday in Paran Hall. Had a good attendance, but the heat is very debilitating. I have touches of rheumatism, and my head aches much of the time. I make poor attempts at writing. I spoke yesterday morning to the students. Sister Malcolm said she wanted so much to hear me speak. She was about to come to my room and ask me when I walked in. She was very much pleased. Mr. and Mrs. Price from Parramatta were also present. It was thought her daughter was not going to live. She was in a terrible state, vomiting and suffering great pain. Her agony was terrible. Dr. Reverend Kellogg and Elder Starr went to pray for her, and she was relieved. At the same time, the parents were telegraphed. They came, and she had another fearful suffering time. It came in my mind just what had been put in my mind while in Texas to do for James Cornell, whom they thought was dying, to use pulverized charcoal, making poultices of the same, and putting over the stomach and bowels, and give her charcoal to eat or the water to drink in which charcoal had been put. After this was done, she was eased of suffering and fell into a sweet sleep, and she has been steadily improving ever since. Her mother has taken her position on the truth. Her father uses tobacco. He is convinced of the truth and may take his stand before he returns to Parramatta. He attends the meetings and seems much interested. They were very much pleased with my talk to the students. They will continue here until their daughter is stronger than she now is and can go with them to their home. Several have embraced the truth at Williamstown. There is a healthful, solid interest there. Brother Corliss has been there, and Elder Starr, several times. Colcord has spoken there several times. So they have a variety of gifts, and the people seem to feel pleased with everyone they hear. I speak, I think, at Brighton Sunday night. The cooking school begins tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. Press are much interested in the truth, and already some of the Christian Temperance Union people have given up attending their meeting because Mrs. Press attends the meetings of Seventh-day Adventists. I can scarcely hold my eyes open. I cannot sleep past 3 o'clock. Well, I received your letter in regard to the transporting of horse and carriage and goods. Would it be best to drive our horse through? Belden will go if you wish. Byron knows not what is expected of him. Something was said about his purchasing for the school the necessary articles for food, but not a word has come from Brother Rousseau, and he is not knowing what to do. He is looking for a place to rent in Fitzroy. I wish, if Brother Rousseau is not coming, he will state plainly when he will come. Byron says he must move. He has no money to pay such rents as he has to pay. Some have urged him to remain, that he would be wanted, but he is now about at his wits' end to know what he had best do. Brother Starr says the place you propose to see, he was told, was not a healthful place. I am not particular to get between Parramatta and Sydney. If we can get any place around 5 miles in the country from Parramatta, it would perhaps do as well. But the greatest anxiety I have is of having a healthful location and pleasant surroundings. I had rather pitch my tent and hire another tent and pitch on some of my brethren's farms until we can find a proper place. Some way I am rather sorry about that West place. I would have gone there and hired the place if I could, and I cannot but feel that the West place was the most favorable place you will yet find. The few weeks we remain here will soon pass away. I do hope my head will feel better.
We have nothing to do to call Emily off from her work. She has been at her bookkeeping. She does nothing at housework. Maggie Hare goes with me and takes my talks and writes them out. May is doing first rate, I think. Sister Tuxford is attending her classes all right. She is not to employ her time, only as it pleases her, in any household matters. Emily went with Byron early this morning, for the first time, to market, and got nice grapes cheaper than we get from the stores, or from the garden boy who comes with his specimens daily. I think we will all be glad to have you come back. Brother Starr is so anxious to get some time to visit certain families. I think the students do not feel as if they wanted Brother Rousseau to be away so long. Some are expressing themselves that they do not believe he will be back this term. There is so much to do everywhere. What does make my head so tired? I sometimes think it is the trams and noise of carriages, but I hope to get used to it. I cannot sleep after 3, for then the market wagons commence to go one after another. We feel the need of seeking the Lord most earnestly, that He will work now with His servants. Well, if you have anything more to say in regard to horse and carriage coming by land, driven through by Stephen or a young man from the school, please mention the same in your next. Mother. I am anxious to be on the ground at the right time, to put up fruit in New South Wales.